Now why? My time with Tanakama, what's the Pshan of Tanakama? Why is there such a locher over here that by a sheretz, if it's floating, a suffix sheretz, even though usually a suffix tumor b'shus ha-yochad, we say it's tamay. How come over here we say it's tahor? So my time with Tanakama, or me of Yitzhak Baro Vedini. Ksiv, the Pesuk says in Vayikra, v'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz. So mashma b'kol makam shu, any place the sheretz is, if you come in contact with it, it's matama you. A sheretz is an avatuma. If you come in contact with the sheretz, you become tummy no matter where the sheretz is. That's one pasuk. B'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz mashma kol makam shu. Sheretz. Wherever the sheretz is, it's matama you. Uksiv, another pasuk says, no, al-oretz. Mashma only al-oretz. Is there too much sheretz? But not al-hamayim. Okay, so how do we have the two psukim? So Gemara says like this, Vadai magoi, if you know for sure you came in contact with the sheretz, so then tell me, no matter where the sheretz is, whether it's ala karka, whether it's ala mayim, ala kli, no matter where the sheretz is, you tell me. But sofik mago, if you have a doubt if you came in contact with the sheretz or not, so tohor, then that's the pshat aloritz, that when is the sheretz tummy, only if it's stationary on the ground itself. But any time the sheretz is floating, whether it's al-gabi kelim, whether it's al-gabi karka, as long as it's not stationary, if it's floating on top of water, whether the water is in a kli, or whether the water is al-gabi karka, that's a Tanakama's pshat that says it's tor. That's the spostik of dafka lo'oretz. Only when it's on the ground, stationary on the ground, then is it tamme, even minasafik. But if it's floating, not on the ground, then we say always minasafik, it's tor. Reb Shimon, my time, what's Shan Reb Shimon? What does it make a difference to say that if it's in the Kalim, then you're Tommy? But only the Karaka, it's Torah, what should be the difference? So my time, Arma Ula. Ksiv, the Pesuk says, Achmayin. Or Ksiv Yitma. It says what Achmayin, well, the top place says, Ksiv Achmayin, or Bor Mikvamayin, Yer Torah. Or Ksiv Yitma. Or Ketzad. One is Mashmitz Torah, one is Mashmitz Tommy. Or Ketzad, Tsofa, Bekalim, Tomeya. If the sheretz is floating in a kli, then you have a suffix, whether it touched the side of the kli or not, that's the sposa, that's yitm, it's tummy. But the karkator, we have a suffix, if it touched something near, where it was only floating on top of the karka, that's the locha, that's tor. I tell you, it says, the davka dum yu demayin abor, shemayim agabi karka. That's what we say, that's tor. Heis achmayin, achmayin. Oksiv yitma, then later it says yitma. Yitma goes where it's in the keli. Then it's tummy anywhere. Mashenkin, if it's floating like a mine on top of the water, on top of the ground, then we have this Xeris Akosavir that we have a suffix. If the sheretz touched something, if the sheretz was floating on top of water, on top of the ground, and there's something next to it, we have a doubt whether the sheretz touched it or not. So in a suffix, we say it's tor. Tana Rabbon, look at a price like this. Kol ha-nitolim, anything that's nittle that you can move around, like Tori says, Odom oimed b'mayim, a man is standing in the water, v'chaveru hoyu mishal shol sheretz, and his friend was like lowering down the sheretz, sofet noga b'yodom oimed b'mayim, we have a sofet whether the man touched the sheretz or not. That's called kol ha-nitolim, that a man, another man, was like moving the sheretz, or else for anigrorim, the grorim means you were dragging it. I tell you, says, I had a grorim, show you chaveroi gorer sheretz apnei amayim. Your friend was dragging a sheretz along the water. And again, sofik nogai, he have a doubt whether it touched you or not. So locher is sofik tummy. Mifnei shen kemunachim, because they're considered like a smunach. So Tois explains, kivan shiad odom teufes bo, ein kandin tomat sofa. That's not considered like it's floating. Floating means that the sheretz itself is floating. It's not being held by a person. But over here, that a person is holding on to the sheretz, and he's dragging the sheretz along the water, we don't have this gzeras akasiv of tzofa, that even though it's a sofik tumma b'shus hayochid, that usually the lachor is tamei, but there's a new gzeras akasiv where it's tzofa. If the sheretz is floating on top of the water, that min asofik it's tor. But over here, since a man is holding on to the sheretz, that's not called floating. It's called like a smunach in the hand of the man. Therefore, that's the klal, sofik tumma b'shus hayochid, we say is tamei. What about the hanizrokin? Let's say somebody threw a sheretz. So we let go of it now, it's in the air. The question is that called sofer also or not? Is sofer mean dafka floating on top of water? or sofer means anything that's not stationary. So if it's nizrokim, if it's being thrown, that's also called sofer. So the hanizrokim, sveikei Torah, nechnami. If it's nizrok, if it's thrown, it's also considered like sofer, like it's floating. It's not called stationary. Therefore, the locher is sveikei in his Torah. Chutz min kizayas hameis, excluding you don't have this chiddush though by a kizayas from a mace itself, or else v'yamayil al pnei tuma, or else if you go on top of a mace, v'chodove shemitame melmalek lamata, anything that has a tuma above, like on bottom, has tumas mishka v'moishav, lesuye zavizova, to include the tuma of the zavizova does not have these heterim. There is this kizayas akosav of tumat sofa, where the tumah is floating, the menasofik, we say it's tor, it's only by tumah sherets, but not by exais menameis, not by any type of a tumah, that has a tumah's mishka v'moshev. That's how he says, going odom, ha'ilach b'mayim, the person's going in the water, v'nimsa k'zayis meis kavua b'mayim, and as he found that he knows there's a k'zayis of a meis there in the water, and you have a sofik if you went over it or not, or else, v'yayil ala meis, so diva sherets ki agav netor. That's like Zeres Akosu before, if it's a question of a Tumah Sheretz, since the Sheretz is floating, min asafik yubi tor. Or if a Mesa Tumah Samaga, Mashenke, if a Mesa, if it's a question, if you touch it only, it also be tor. Kachli tarat safu a Tumah Kavua. Biyoyol loyma tarinan. Mashenke, when you have a safik, it became a loch of oil, with a Tumah's oil, then we go lechumra. With a Tumah's oil, you don't have the seta. On these halachas of Mishkav, you don't have this heter. It's only by Tumah Sheretz and not by these halachas. Boyi Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked a question like this. What's going to be mace bekli? Or the Gros says the Girsa should not be mace. Because we just got finished saying by mace we don't have this kula of tzofa. So therefore the gross of the gersa should be a sheretz. It means if a sheretz is in a kli, the sheretz is in a vessel, or kli tzafa pleyamayim, and the vessel now is floating on top of the water. Maho, what's the locha? Again, we have a suffix now if you came in contact with the sheretz or not. So should we say bosa kli as linon?
And then Taisus says the kli is nach, is resting, so therefore you would become tamei. We go boss of the water, and the water taker is floating, so therefore a suffix would be called suffix tohor. Because it's a tumor that's floating, and when a suffix, it's tohor.
How do we look at this? Yeah. Now, imtim salayim, if you want to tell me, imtim salayim, if you want to tell me, boss the kli as linen, yes, we look at the kli itself.
And since the kli is stationary, therefore you would become tummy in this case.
Of tumatofam that should be tahor. His symptoms slime boss the kli as linen. You look at the kli and the kli is floating.
And the kli is stationary.
It should be sheretz agabe sheretz maho. What's going to be if you have a sheretz on top of another sheretz maho? Kivan the high tumas erif for high tumas shiva is command the mach the tuma bekli damya.
See, the gersa should be double. What the girls say here.
Should be the Gersa Sheretz Agabi Mace. The Gersa should be. The Gersa changed it. Over here, it's good. Sheretz Agabi Mace. That's the question. You have a Sheretz floating on top of a Kazayas or a Mace in the water. So what's the Loch? Maho. Kivan the high Tumas Erev. The Sheretz on top only has a Tumas Erev. You touch a Sheretz, you only tome till the night time. That's all. The next day, you become Tor. If you went to the Mikvah that day. For high Tumas Shiva. Mashenka in the Mace has 7 days. You can't become Torah until you wait 7 days and you have the Azor, Shlishi or Shvi. So therefore, command the Mach the Tumah B'Kli Damya. It looks like two separate things, and therefore we look at if the Sheretz is inside the, is floating on top of the mace, and therefore, it's like it's in a Kli, and we just got finished saying by Kli,
and it looks like if it's stationary, therefore it would become Tumah.
Maybe no, Tumah Smichti. Maybe it's considered like one Tumah over here. Since a sheretz and a mace are both tummy, it's considered like one, and therefore we consider like it's like a floating. Or it's, maybe it's like munach, it's resting, and therefore it doesn't have the kula of tzofa. Or maybe no, it's considered like one tum here, and the whole thing together is floating on top of the water, therefore you would be tor. Now, v'yim tim slim, if you want to tell me, command demach the tumah b'kli damya, no. It's considered like two separate things. because the sheretz is only tomei erev, one day. Mashenken and meis is tomei for 7 days, so it's clearly like two separate things. One is in the other. If so, then the girl girsha should be. So the word take out the word tomei. Vaday, what's going to be? Vaday sheretz, take out the word v'tomei, but should be vaday sheretz agabi nevela. What's going to be? You have a sheretz floating. Look, sheretz that's on top of an animal of a nevela, and it's floating. Or nevela itself, and the nevela is floating on top of the water. And you have now a sheretz on top of the nevela. Mao, what's the lock over here? Kivun the tavayu tumaserev, since the inun, since they both have the same type of a tumor. Both of them, when you touch them, yoni tum until the night time. Therefore, tumma samichti is considered like one thing, and therefore those things floating on top of the water, and therefore minasafik you'd be tor. Oy duma, maybe no. Haikizayis vai kadosha. They have two different halachas. A nevela is only tummy the kizayis. Mashenk and a sheretz, you could have a sheretz smaller than a kizayis. You could have a sheretz the size of a kadosha. So since it's possible to have too much sheretz so small, therefore they're different shurim. So therefore, maybe it's not considered one; it's considered two, and we consider the bottom one like it's stationary. I mean, it's one on top of another, and therefore it'd be called munach. What about sheretz agabi sheretz? You have one sheretz on top of another sheretz. Now, hani vade chadish yirninu. For sure, it's considered like one shear. So therefore, we consider it like one piece, and therefore this whole thing is floating on top of the water. So minasof it could be tor. Or duma maybe no. Kivon the Mr. Key. Mehadodi, Lamaisa, still the two separate pieces. There's a hefsik, like it's one's on top of the other, but it's two separate pieces. Loi, we don't look like it's one piece. Even so, still it's like two pieces. And the bottom piece is stationary, it is floating through, but the top one is on top of the bottom one. So the top piece is not called floating, it's called munach. So minasof, you become tomei. So that's the shayla. Even if you want to tell me, sheretz agabe sheretz, kiv the mistake me'adodi, command the machto beklidami, even a piece of a sheretz on top of another sheretz, still is called two different pieces. Therefore, the bottom one is like a kli, and the top one is on top of it, it's munach, minasof, it'll be tomei. What about sheretz agabe nevela shenimucha? You have a sheretz on top of a nevela, part of an animal, shenimucha, that dissolved. The animal became into liquid now. Maho. Kivan the nimucha heavy lo mashka. Since it dissolved, it's like mashka. So vaita, it would look as if the sheretz is floating. The sheretz now is floating on top of the mashka. The animal dissolved, came into liquid. So the sheretz on top is cool like floating. So therefore the sheretz suffic, if you touch the sheretz or not, it would be tor. I do, maybe still know. Hai uchluhu. Even though the nevela melted down, but still it's called an oichel, it has a shame oichel on it. So therefore it's called one piece on top of another piece, and still the top piece would not be called floating. V'yim timslein, if you want to tell me yes, t'yochlehu, that's this dissolved piece of nevela, is still considered an oichel, and therefore the top one is munach, is resting. If so, sheretz, agabe shichva zeremaho. You have a sheretz, that's on top of shichva zera, that's floating in the water. Mao. What's the shayla? V'im tim tzloima. Now here it's better, because shichva zera is not a neichel. So chur shichva zera is like liquid. So since it's like liquid, therefore it's good that the top sheretz is floating on top of the liquid. And therefore again, min asofik, it should be tor. So Mao says though, v'im tim tzloima. Kivun demisakra. Hevele ki yuchla, maybe still no. Since lamaisa shichva zera came out of the body, so it comes out of the body like the body is full from the food that goes inside it. It's also called kuchla. Maybe still it's not called like floating on top of liquid. Shichva zera, since it comes out of the body, it's also considered like oichel. You know, that's why he says, Mitzlayim akivun, the mesak and the gufei. Since the shichva zera comes out of the body, loichoshev mashke, it's not called a liquid. Eloki oichlin, yesh to doinoi. Share it, yeah. Still it's called like an oichel, it's like part of the body. If so, someone says, another shaila would be, what about sheretz agabe mechatis? If you have sheretz floating on top of the mechatis is liquid. It's just you have the eifer, the paraduma inside it. So, what's going to be locked over here? Shoyoshon eifer o mayim. All you had is just the dirt, the eifer of the ashes of the paraduma and the water. Vayada eifer, huav. And because of the eifer, that's a little bit thick.
Umechatas the Nokana Marito says, Du Adin the Muslim Inkit Efer Umayim the Alma. Slav Dafkadin the Mechatis, any type of Bishala. If you have thick water, Ichoshiv Mashkaloi, the question is if you have the sherets floating on top of thick water, here the mechat is a little bit thick because it has the ashes of the paradum inside it. How do we look at it? So sherets agabi mechatis. The grain takes out this next girsia. Umechatis sofen agabi amayim. The grua takes this out. So Gemara says shaylo ma. What's the locha? Lo yadin in a teiku. He does know it applies by teiku. Like all these shells here, lechrutz a suffix, if these things have the kula of sherets floating, or no? I guess that's what we're coming on, though. The sherets, when all these shells are, they're all these iboyes, all these things are tekels. If it's cold, the sherets is floating or not. A component, that's the third, when the sherets is floating on top of water, min a suffix it's tahor. But all these shells, we have a suffix, maybe it's not called floating, maybe it's just cool, like the tumah is on top of a kli. And the tomb is stationary, just the kli is floating. Therefore, blazed by the sulfur in the Marvazar Tekum.